Letter from James Maxton to Robert Murray. Beechwood, Barhead, 2nd of April, 1909. Dear Robert, got your invitation and accept with thanks. I did not know that Jackson was definitely fixed on going. I am making a close study of English poetry at the present time for the purpose of kidding the learned profs of Glasgow University that I know something about it. I have therefore composed a sonnet to Fred Jackson, socialist. Give ear. O Frederick, though not immense in bulk, we deem thee great. Thou'st going from us, and we mourn thy loss. For thou hast willed it to o'erturn the state, and we would e'en have seen the goose get sauce. We'll try to fill the aching void that's left. We'll try to hold your going forth as naught. But ah, our efforts will be vain. The cleft remains when thou hast gone to, quote, pot. Some quiet village has its hell in store, the sword of Damocles, hangs o'er it now. When thou descendest upon its peaceful shore, there's going to be a devil of a row. With these few words, we give thee leave to part. Keep fighting on, and never once lose heart. Jacobus Maxtonus, Opus 52. Keep this, it will be valuable yet, as pipe lights. But to my tale. I cannot come to the meeting tonight. Stern duty calls me to the evening school in the Shores, where I must use the duster and the tors. There's that damned muse at it again. Really, I think this must be the spirit of Shakespeare writing automatically through me. But there were several things I wanted to suggest at the meeting tonight. First, my vacation of the office of Literature Secretary, which I have held so well for 1 year. 2, election address, which find enclosed. 3, Dennis Hurd's removal from Ruskin College and a protest. 4, that a delegate be sent to Edinburgh. 5, that post of Literature Secretary be held by a committee. Jas Maxton.